And I'm delighted to be joined on the line by David Murphy. And David is the co-director with Brideview Drama on their upcoming performance. And how are you today, David?
I'm good, Orla. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Just maybe if you might give our listeners a little bit of the background of your drama group, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, Brideview Drama is based in Tallaght, County Waterford. We've been going for, I'd say, the good, it must be over 30 years now. My God almighty, that sounds like a long time. So we have been, I suppose, a very active drama group over the years. We've done many varied things. We do a festival play most years. We won the confined All-Ireland final with a production called Moonshine. And that was about 15 years ago, and since then we have been in the open section of the drama circuit around the country, and we've qualified for Athlone a couple of times, but unfortunately we've never lifted the cup. So that's the plan. We'll eventually get there and lift the All-Ireland trophy.
Well, I love your ambition. That's always great. And those events, was it in the one act play or was it the three act? Which one did you go into?
It was the three act.
Oh, yeah.
Now we do, sometimes we will do a one act production for the festival circuit, but this year we're not with the current production we have on.
Absolutely. So, and it takes huge commitment to do these festivals, but they're so worthwhile. They really are great fun altogether.
Yeah, they're a great learning curve as well, you know, and it's a bit of competition. The competition is never goes astray; it keeps you sharp, and you always learn from the experience. And it raises the level of standard in the group overall.
Absolutely. And tell me, you're coming back stronger than ever, which is fantastic. I'm assuming COVID put sort of the kibosh on your group, but you came back stronger because it's been difficult for drama groups to get back together. Some of them just haven't been able to get back to that level that they were before. How are you finding that?
We actually, during the middle of COVID and towards the latter end of COVID, we did it. We actually made a movie. We were able to do it outdoors. We did Christmas Carol for Christmas. We based it, I don't know if anybody's familiar with Clancy's Hotel and Bar in Tallaght. It's got this beautiful courtyard, and we filmed it with kind of, you know, we were able to do our safe distancing and outside, and we made a movie of Christmas Carol, the Dickens play. People will be familiar with the animated version made for Christmas, you know.
And the Muppets version, of course, which is the classic one.
Sometimes I wonder we'll read them up, but anyway, sure.
Listen, that's fantastic. How about talking about thinking outside the box, though? You know, I mean, if you have your restrictions, you're thinking, okay, we can't go to our usual, we can't do our usual drama nights or put on a production. But outdoors and filming something that's a great idea. And I suppose then it made the group stay together.
Yeah, it was. It kept us very active, and it was also great. It was huge. It was completely different than a stage production because when we were filming, we started in the late morning, and we had to film. We kind of filmed it in reverse, you know, to get the daytime scenes done and the following morning scenes done when he wakes up. They were all done first. So it shows you how film is done. Completely done to a stage production, you know. You can be doing any particular part, but at any particular time, then you have to jump back to a different section. So that was great. That was great.
What an experience for everybody, I'm sure. Great, great idea. But you're back with a new production. So tell us a little bit about what's happening at the moment.
So we're doing a production called The Corpse Bride. Some people might have seen the movie. It's a Tim Burton production, and it's kind of an animated movie. So we're doing a version of that, and it's basically the story of love and tragedy and a bit of comedy and a few scares thrown in for Halloween. So it's kind of based around Halloween. So it's a story about a young couple who end up in arranged marriage because a perceived wealthy family who have nothing and are completely bankrupt want to marry off their daughter to the local fishmonger who's completely successful and loads of money but wants to rise social status. And a forced marriage is arranged between these two people. poor old Victor, who's the groom, is such a muddle of confusion that he keeps getting his marriage practice wrong and ends up being told to go and practice his vows and come back when he's ready for the real ceremony. Goes into the woods, practices his vows, puts the ring on a tree, and next thing, a corpse bride rises up out of the ground and commits to and says, "I do, I'll marry you." So he ends up married to a corpse. So it's a great story, and there's great comedy in it, and there's great music in it as well. And we have a fantastic bunch. We have some very experienced actors treading the boards. We have one or two new people treading the boards, and we have a fantastic group of young teenagers that are really strong. There's a lot of singing and dancing in it, and we often do pantomimes in Palo as well. And it's huge volumes of people, so
yeah,
it gives the opportunity for the teenagers to kind of come into their own, and they're really rising to the challenge.
They are. And like, wouldn't you love to be inside the brain of Tim Burton when he's, you know, he's doing these things? Because it's such a good story, and it'll be fabulous to see it come to life on stage. But you're not
inside the brain of Liam Roach is quite dark.
Well, I was just going to ask you about your co-directors, because, you know, directing and producing these things are often a thankless task, because you kind of have to be strict but not too strict, and then you have to make sure everything comes together, and it can be quite stressful, and yet, you know, you're not on the stage. So there's three of you sharing the directing this time. Is that a good thing or is it a bad thing?
It's a good thing. We've done it before. We've done it with our pantomimes before. Pantomimes are huge productions, and like last time we did a pantomime last year, there was 140 people, between children and actors and stage crew. There was 140 people in the whole production, and you need to delegate what you do. So Liam Roach, Jack Ahern, and myself, we kind of have this team, and we get an awful lot of backup from other members of the group as well. Like, you know, so this, I suppose, there's usually one director that's fully in control, that has the last day, and this production, that's Liam Roach.
Yep.
And so the corpse bride is really his baby, so we kind of fall in with what his interpretation of it is. My job as co-director is, I'd like to say, I'm in charge of a little bit of craziness and the stupidity, because I've got a bit of a reputation for, you know,
crazy. It precedes you, funny. I believe.
The funny scenes and you know, the kind of anecdotes that will just sharpen up production, but really it's Liam's vision, the music, the technicalities of it. And then Jack on the team is production, and, you know, doing a show like this, there's not a lot of production value, so like sound, lighting, we have a professional sound crew that come in, we hire them in, and they, like, the people, the main actors are all mic'd up, and there's a sound desk at the back of the hall. It's all very technical. There's lighting, there's special effects, there's smoke machines, and, you know, it's just making sure that the backdrop that has to be taken up and put down. So the production has to roll on, and you need a producer that has that skill, and Jack, that's just Jack's forte.
Yeah. And it is.
So as a team, we're used to each other. We're used to working
exactly.
on many years now. And we do have our moments where we all think that we're all each other are complete idiots. But,
yeah, that's all part of it.
Usually that's just me.
But it is all part of it. And it is that sort of tumultuous, you know, getting everything together to produce this wonderful show at the end of all of that, that you know, you have to go through it and enjoy it and sometimes think, what am I doing? But then you get past that and you the end product is so satisfying for you, you know, at the end of it. But if you were, are you still looking for new members? I know now you're in the middle of production, so that wouldn't be, you know, something that you'd be taking on right now. But do you welcome new members in Tallow?
Oh, we're always open for new members. And we've had members come from far and wide, like beyond Dungarvan. We did a production a couple of years ago, and the main actress was Carrie Venturi, you know. So
yeah.
It's not, you know, we're not, just because we're based in Tallow doesn't mean that we're completely open to new talent and anybody who wants to get in. And that's part of this production, is the fact that we have such a young crew.
Brilliant,
young teenagers coming up both boys and girls, and they're just so enthusiastic, and they're the future, you know.
They are,
the
and if you can them. If you can harness that energy and give them the opportunities, they stay, you know, and it's great to see them stay and progress. But if somebody's looking for tickets, where are they going to get tickets, David?
Yeah, they're, one second now, I'll just put it up here. So we are on, the dates we're on actually are November, Saturday, 4th, 5th, Friday the 10th of November, Saturday the 11th of November, Sunday the 12th of November, and we have Saturday the 18th and 19th of November as well. So it's kind of 3 weekends in November after Halloween.
Fabulous.
And you can, I'll give you the number here for Tallow Enterprise Centre.
Perfect.
That's 058-56445. 058-56445. So you can book your ticket there. Or you can go online at greatevents.ie.
Fantastic. So lots of opportunities. And I suppose if you, you have a Facebook page as well, if anybody wants to...
Facebook page, yeah. I think your PRO sent in the information to you there as well if you want to look on your website. We'd very much appreciate it.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. And best of luck. Break a leg, as they say, and enjoy the run-up to it. I know you'll all be very busy over the next couple of weeks, but it'll all be paid off when you're on the stage. So, David Murphy, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank Not you. A thanks bother. For
supporting us.
Thanks.
Great.
Bye for now.
Thank you. I wish I had more time.
Perhaps there's something I can do. These bones might help a bit.
My nose.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. That's it.
Well, a little that.
A little this.
The perfect cake is not to miss. A wedding. A wedding. We're going to have a wedding.
Huzzah. Huzzah. We're going to have a wedding.
Hooray.
A wedding. Let's all give out the cheers. The bride is getting married. Surely say is we will stand beside. Until the end we will defend our one and only pride. Our bride to be, our bride to be, our love and equal pride. Huzzah, hurrah, huzzah,
hurray!
Our bride is getting married today.
Oh, here she comes, she's
coming. Oh, oh, the bride is here. She's waited for this day for many. For this day, our hopes and our pride, the bride is here. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. The bride. For this day will last forever, and all of our friends will work together to make it the perfect day she's always dreamed. Our hopes and our pride. Our bride.
We're going to have a party like nobody's ever seen. We're living in the land of our love, the wedding king. The land of our love, the bride. Here comes the bride, and the glorious day of hands. Come to the land of the living to
A great tune there from Tim Burton's The Corpse Bride, written by Danny Elfman. That was, of course, The Wedding Song. And best of luck to everybody in Tallow in the Brideview Drama Group on their upcoming performance.
But goodness knows you need a suit and have no fears, we're quite a
up a quick or plenty, as you see, and personally guarantee our quality repairs. A little here, a fix the mess. We're going to do our very best. When everybody sees you, they will all be quite impressed. They will all be quite impressed.
The wedding cake is no mistake. It must be quite sublime.
They're missing something.
Try some dash.
I wish I had more time.
Perhaps there's something I can do. These bones might help a bit.
My nose.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. That's it.
Well, a little that.
A little this.
The perfect cake is not to miss. A wedding. A wedding. We're going to have a wedding.
Huzzah. Huzzah. We're going to have a wedding. A wedding. Let's all give out the cheers. The bride is getting married today. Can surely say is we will stand beside. Until the end we will defend our one and only pride. Our pride to be our pride, to be our love, and our people's pride. Huzzah! 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 Our pride is getting married today.
And our bride, the bride is here. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. The bride. For this day will last forever. And all of our friends will work together to make it the perfect day she's always dreamed. Our hopes and our pride. Our bride. Our lovely bride.
A great tune there from Tim Burton's The Corpse Bride, written by Danny Elfman. That was, of course, The Wedding Song. And best of luck to everybody in Tallow in the Brideview Drama Group on their upcoming performance.